3 minutes before seven. You're a student. You want to go around the world, but you're broke. You can't afford the hotel bills. What do you do? Well, Raymond Stoppelenburg came up with a rather unique solution, and Raymond is here now. Hi.
Hello.
What did you do? You used your website, didn't you?
I use my website. I've got the name letmestayforaday.com, and people can invite me, yes.
So effectively, they look at your website, and you're just saying, hey, put me up for a day, and they just write to you and invite you in, do they?
Yes, there is a submission mail form on the website where people can invite me, and it's running by hundreds a day.
So how many emails are you getting a day?
Well, today I had like 185.
Yes. All offering you accommodation?
Well, most of them are. The others are support mails or people asking one more question, but mostly invitations.
There's just a slight complication. You don't know exactly who's putting you up here and whether they're the sort of person that you might want to stay with.
No, but it's the same question for the people who invite me.
That's true.
I think they're more scared of me than I'll be of them.
So where are you off to first, you think?
Well, I depart on May the 1st in Holland, and it will be a hitchhike of not more than 200 kilometers for another location.
Right. And where are you going to go to eventually, do you think? Where are you heading for?
To see the world.
See the world.
Yes.
With a list of with a long list of accommodation addresses. Thanks very much indeed for speaking to us, Raymond. Raymond Stoppelenburg, who's found free accommodation around the world, which is not a bad idea, really.